The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
It's August, which means families right around the country are busy preparing to get their child ready for back to school. But many families are struggling with the costs associated with that process, just as the cost of living for everything else is simultaneously rising. Our reporter Elaine Smith asked people in Cork if they're feeling the pinch with the cost of back to school.
Oh, so expensive, even compared to last year when he was in senior infants, he's now going into first class. There's a big price hike in books, uniform, everything basically. The uniform, as you know, it's all crested, so everything has to be bought from a specific shop. So there's no like shop around where you can get the cheapest one. So I think it would be a good idea if they just brought in neutral uniforms. And everything adds up by the time I pay school fees, now insurance, around €600 for the school year. Definitely.
They're actually ridiculous, to be honest with you. My small fella, he's their school is after changing uniforms and stuff, and now it's all crested and things like that. So like the cost of that is just ridiculous. Had to get him a whole new uniform again. My older fella has the same, I had to get him a new uniform. It's just the uniforms is ridiculous. All in all, I think €650. So like there's nothing cheap anymore. And even the cost of living is ridiculous as well. So trying to fit all that in with cost of living on top of it is just mental.
How much do you think is going to set you back when you add the books and the bags and the stationery?
Oh, well over €1,000, 100% well over €1,000. So it is, it's crazy.
I have three girls, so it's the costs are quite big. Today, I spent €250 on school books alone, and that's only part of the total cost. So I'd say for books alone, 300, and for uniforms, I would say another 300. So yeah, you're talking about approximately 700 every year to put them back to school. Yeah, it's expensive.
Well, there's a lot of bits. We just got the uniform now today. School books arrived. The books that just came anyway were €150. And then on top of that, you have extra stationery. Then there's also the accessories like, oh, I want that lunchbox and that flask, because there's pressure because everyone else in the class has them, and the coolest bags and things like that. So yeah, there are a lot of costs adding up.
I've been okay because my son is going to Educate Together, so basically I just need to pay for the contribution fees and a book rental scheme, but we don't have to pay for a uniform, which is massively helpful. So my niece is going to a secondary school now, and she has to pay, I think it was €60 just for her school jacket. That's very expensive for my sister.
My youngest child now is just going to in his first year of primary school. We didn't anticipate how expensive it was going to be when it comes to, you know, the uniform, the books, the bags and so on. Yes, it's a real heavy cost, and we're going to be a little bit more mindful for next year and, yeah, start saving up, you know, in advance to prepare for these high costs.
Generally, you would start watching the purse a lot more, particularly because groceries have gone up as well. Well, I've two children, so I've really looked at, you know, reusing what I have, that maybe the collar is good enough on the shirt and the polo shirt, and that'll keep us going. But certainly the items that have the logos are very expensive. It would be great if the logos could be taken off them, or even if you could buy them as a patch and sew them on. Those things do add up, and it would be, I would say, around 500, yeah.
That report from Cork from our reporter Elaine Smith. Paul Rolston is Communications Director at the National Parents Council Post-Primary, and he's on the line now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Yeah. Any idea of what the average cost is of back to school?
Yeah, well, certainly for post-primary, it seems to have increased this year on previous years, and up to €1,500 it can cost per child. And obviously the big problem is if you've got two or three children going to school, whether it's post-primary or primary, that's multiple of that. So it's very, very significant.
Okay. Now, I was trying to break it down as to what the post-primary expenses would be. In addition to usual things like footwear and so on, and kids go through shoes and trainers so fast, but for the things that are specific to the school, there might be technology, there might be some sort of a laptop or other digital device. There are the books, uniforms, and the voluntary contribution. So, what can be done in each of those areas to try to mitigate the expenses?
Yeah, I think it's worth pointing out too, obviously, that after COVID, there's a lot of families who have struggled even with incomes over that period of time, and also in relation to buying some of their IT or supporting IT during the COVID. So they're just coming off that period of time. But particularly things like uniforms, and some of your contributors mentioned earlier on, if there are generic uniforms as opposed to crested or branded uniforms, that can help. But one of the big things that we would be supportive of and encourage all schools to do is have a uniform recycling scheme. Many students leave school at the end of a six years with uniforms that are in pretty good nick.
Yeah.
Or as they grow, they can use those. And schools would very much be encouraged by us to have those facilities available.
Yeah.
On the other side of things,
I mean, there are some things like sweaters, which may cost the earth when you get them, but then the sleeve is chewed and it's not fit for purpose. But that's by the by. But there are things like gym slips and so on that are very hard wearing and durable. And I know the school that my girls went to, they did it.
Often where they are, et cetera, you know, so for sure. Yeah, there's lots of areas that the schools that do have recycling facilities, we see a lot of those various different objects and garments coming through them, which are reusable. Of course, shirts and things like that, not necessarily. But there's a lot that can be done to help.
Now, what about books? Because the tablet doesn't necessarily replace all the books. Perhaps it should, perhaps it shouldn't. But there's something, you know, workbooks are used once and then discarded, that kind of thing. Book rental schemes for the more permanent books. And then somebody specs a different book that has four pages different to the one that was published last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are constantly in contact with the publishers because of that. And they have made some progress on that, but it continues to be an issue, particularly from the point of view of workbooks. They are supportive somewhat with online facilities to support that as well. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line here is we're supposed to have a free secondary school system in Ireland. And certainly school books coming in on an average of sort of 200 to 300, and where you may have an iPad or something like that, significantly more. Those items should not be cost to the parents coming into school. That really effectively.
And by the way, using tablets and so on, they can replace very effectively a workbook because you just work out whatever you have to work out and then you save it and then it becomes available for the next task to another student because, you know, you can do that digitally. What about the voluntary contributions? You know, so-called voluntary, not really voluntary at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a recurring theme from our perspective as well. Not voluntary at all, actually, in most instances. And the big issue that we have around that, apart from always suggesting that they should not be in place, we're aware that the schools require these often just to put the education facilities in place. But the big issue that we would have with them is where there's restricted access to items where a parent cannot pay these, like restricted access to lockers, restricted access to activities within the school. And immediately that means that the child is identifiable because their parent cannot pay. So we would ask all schools to please be very cognizant of that, particularly coming in after COVID, and ensure that any of those things that they are understanding of them and that they're sympathetic of them and that they are aware that no child should be identifiable because their parents can't.
Finally, I should ask you, Paul, have you done the sums in the National Parents Council about what it would cost the government to supply, for example, books free, as they do in Northern Ireland, to supply the schools with enough resources that they could outlaw voluntary contributions? Has anyone done the sums? Because I'd like that figure to be made available to me just going forward to see what kind of budgetary arithmetic would allow this to happen and ease the burden on parents, because it would certainly be a vote winner if any party did it.
Well, it's difficult to do the exact sums on that because the books change so regularly. If you take an average of 60,000 students in a year group, if you like, during you multiply that by the an average cost of school books, which is at least €100, that's 6 million. So you do that by maybe three times in a year where the books may change, or three times in a cycle, certainly twice for junior cycle and senior cycle, that's 12 million. Those kind of numbers are not huge within the context of the whole education budget, and certainly would be massively helpful to individual parents if somebody would take that on, and we would encourage that for sure. So they're the sort of numbers that we would be looking at.
But we're not talking in the billions as we do on many other things like housing defects and all the rest of it. We're talking talking in the millions, the tens of millions maybe, but doable. Look, Paul, we leave it there. Paul Rolston, Communications Director at the National Parents Council Post Primary.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.